Here's a little scene between two Irish guys in New York.
Boy, a lot has changed in 20 years.
Yeah. Is Norton still around? Frankie?
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy's dead. And Frankie died at the funeral. They're both dead.
What about Bobby? How's he?
He's dead, too. A lot of them are dead.
What was the other Norton kid's name? Tommy? Is he dead?
No. Tommy's not dead.
Thank God for that.
He's dying.
Jeez, his mother must be heartbroken.
The mother was killed in a boiler explosion, blown to pieces.
Jeez, I'll never forget that house the Nortons lived in, you know? Kind of a cute place with little green shutters.
Hit by lightning 15 years ago, burned to the ground. All the pets were killed.
Jeez, that's too bad. I remember the Nortons always liked that house because it was so close to the church.
Our Lady of Perpetual Suffering?
Yeah, yeah.
The church is gone. Condemned by the city last year and demolished on Good Friday.
So where did the neighborhood kids go to school?
Most of the neighborhood kids were killed a few years ago by a rapist who worked at the grocery store.
Dorians?
No, Babingtons.
I like Dorians. They always had good produce.
Dorian's collapsed 10 years ago and killed 19 customers. The entire Halloran family was decapitated at the butcher counter while they were picking out meat.
Jeez, times really change.
Well, life goes on. I think the warning labels on alcoholic beverages are too bland. They should be more vivid. Here are a few I'd suggest. Alcohol will turn you into the same asshole your father was. Drinking will significantly improve your chances of murdering a loved one. If you drink long enough, at some point you will vomit up the lining of your stomach. Use this product, and you may wake up in Morocco, wearing a cowboy suit and tongue-kissing a transmission salesman. Men, when emptying your pockets after a night of using this product, you may come across a human finger, a wad of Turkish money, and a snapshot of a naked ex-convict named Dogmeat. The photo will be inscribed, "To Dave, my new old lady." Women, drink enough of this, and you'll spend the rest of your life raising malnourished children in a rusting trailer with a man who sleeps all day, except for the rapes. Newspaper death notices could also be written more honestly. Have you seen the lies they print? Cherished and beloved husband of Kathleen, devoted and esteemed father of Thomas, loving brother of Edward. Bullshit. Let's be realistic. Ryan, James D., jealous and abusive husband of Kate, lustful, wanton father of Maureen, controlling and manipulative father of Matthew, cruel, envious, and conniving brother of Thomas, died yesterday to the great relief of the family. May he burn a long time in the worst parts of the deepest pits of the hottest precincts of hell. It is good to have him out of our lives. Funeral at the Church of the Holy Bleeding Wounds. Burial in Crown of Thorns Cemetery. No flowers. Donations should be made in cash directly to the family for purposes of celebration. This realistic idea could spread. It might even inspire young men to make more realistic marriage proposals.
Honey, let's get married. I realize I'm asking you to take a chance on a proven loser. I mean, I don't have any money or stuff like that, but maybe, hear me out, please. Maybe we could find a cheap, unclean apartment in a dangerous neighborhood and have more kids than we can afford. If we're lucky, maybe a few of them won't be born sickly and disfigured in spite of our genetic histories. Meanwhile, I could find a dehumanizing, low-paying, dead-end job with no benefits while you stay home watching TV and gaining weight. And if things get bad, like if I get paralyzed and you get raped by Mexican sailors and lose your mind and start crying all the time, we can always move in with my parents. They love kids, and their incest counseling is almost complete. And I've noticed Dad's episodes are starting to result in far less property damage than they used to. What do you say, honey? You want to give it a shot? Maybe our second set of HIV tests will turn up negative.
If I may renew a theme I spoke to earlier, I have a bit more to say about early boarding on the airlines. It's not just favoritism to the disabled that bothers me. That's unfair enough. But immediately after the various cripples, limpers, and wheelchair jockeys have been unfairly allowed to board early, the airline then has the nerve to allow people with children to get on the